The new movie, Team America World Police, has a cast that ranges from Hollywood stars to North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il, all played by puppets. The film is a satire from the creators of South Park, and our critic Bob Mondello says it has something to offend pretty much anyone.
Paris, France, 3,635 miles east of America, reads the urgent legend at the bottom of the screen. A little boy sings Frère Jacques, a mime smiles, and lovers barely notice the men in turbans gathered around a briefcase. But someone's noticed.
You in the rose, put down the weapon of mass destruction and get on the ground. You're under arrest.
When the world needs policing, Team America is on the job, protecting folks to within an inch of their lives. Each team member has a specialty. Lisa, the kickboxing psychologist. Joe, the all-star quarterback.
Put down your weapons now!
Chris, the best martial arts guy in Detroit.
Why can't they ever do this the easy way?
And Sarah, the helicopter pilot and clairvoyant. Alas, their aim is not all it might be.
He's getting away with the WMD!
I got him!
By the time they're finished protecting Paris, the Louvre is rubble, as is the Eiffel Tower.
Damn, I missed him!
Mission accomplished, with enough accidental damage that they've pretty much outdone anything terrorists could have done to Paris deliberately. So the team jets off to its headquarters inside George Washington's mouth on Mount Rushmore. There they learn of a terrorist plot that can only be headed off by a Broadway actor with really good hair. Meanwhile, UN Inspector Hans Blix is being fed to sharks by Korean dictator Kim Jong-il, who is feeling oddly musical.
I'm so lonely and sad, real alone. There's no one, just me only, sitting on my little throne.
Creators Matt Stone and Trey Parker know exactly how music is used in cheesy Hollywood epics, and it was nice of them to write at least one song with lyrics suitable for broadcast.
Seems like no one takes me seriously.
The rest of Team America pretty much earns its R rating, dropped from NC-17 after cuts were made in an acrobatic scene of puppet sex. Fans will be pleased to know there's also plenty of puppet vomiting, and a variety of other film firsts, most designed to appeal to the nose-thumbing teenager in all of us. Stone and Parker are mocking pretty much anything that moves, which means they not only trash Team America's police the world types, but also their liberal opponents. Puppets representing Michael Moore and other celebrity peaceniks get decapitated, eviscerated, or devoured by house cats, generally after being identified as members of the Film Actors Guild, with the letters F, A, and G after their names. Not everything is quite that broad. Paving the streets of Paris with tiny croissants is a delicate touch, but is the end result sophomoric? Well, yeah. Crude? Absolutely. 'Cause that's the point. Team America is puerile, nasty, simple-minded, too long by about half, and just often enough to make it a hit with its intended audience, pretty funny. I'm Bob Mondello.